to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, if you haven't made a date yet, October 18th, Ventanas in Fort Lee at the Modern. Chef Burke's going to be talking us through dinner. It's going to be an awesome time. You need to get your reservations. Call the restaurant or go online to ventanasatthemodern.com and get your reservations held for that day. We'll be on the air 3 to 5, then hors d'oeuvres 5 to 6, dinner 6 o'clock. Then they've got the late night scotch and cigars under the stars. Which you can get other things, dessert and stuff as well. But it's going to be a fun Friday, and I hope that you'll join us at Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee, Chef David Burke. All right, I haven't had a chance to work this in yet, but I have to. George W. Bush and Ellen DeGeneres sat next to each other at the Cowboy-Packer game last weekend, and then she went on her show yesterday and said this.
But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
And how did all of her Hollywood friends and all the people that, you know, because she's an important member of the gay community. She's a gay icon. How did her friends in Hollywood and everywhere else receive her admonition to be kind to those people that you disagree with? Like Mark Ruffalo, he went on Twitter and cursed her out. Well, when she stops hanging out with war criminals, and he just went off. Same with Susan Sarandon and a bunch of other people. Now, to their credit, some people like Jennifer Gardner and others have come to her assistance. But isn't it interesting how when the left perceives that even one of their own are being too nice to the people that disagree with them, the people that usually scream for tolerance are the first to scream the rationale for intolerance, thus completely missing Ellen's point. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.